Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The pitch to Kingery, swing and a miss, strike three. Kyle Hendricks works 1-2-3.
Boy, we've heard that a lot over the past 4 years, haven't we?
Been a tremendous career so far. Great fun to watch. Maybe the guy I enjoy watching the most because the way he does it, the way he thinks about it, it's fun to dissect.
And because he's on the phone.
Well, I did figure that he would hear that. That's exactly right.
This is Inside the Clubhouse. He's Matt. I'm Bruce. We're here for you from 9 to 11 every Saturday, and we are pleased to bring in one of the top pitchers in the National League and certainly the Chicago Cubs. Kyle Hendricks joins us on Inside the Clubhouse. Kyle, Happy New Year, and thanks for joining Matt and me today.
Hey, guys. Yeah, Happy New Year. No problem. Great to be on. You guys could just keep talking if you want. Like that. I heard that. So, yeah, we can just roll with that if you want.
You like that. Hey, you avoid arbitration yesterday, Kyle, and you get a lot of money for a conservative guy like you and your family to have made the money in first-year arbitration last year and now $7 million this year. How does that perspective of a conservative person and a conservative lifestyle change when you get this type of windfall money that changes not only your career but your family's future as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think I said it last year. Like you said, getting the money in first year arb and now to go through the process again and get this, it's really life-changing. And to be able to make that kind of money to play a game, to play baseball, it's what I love to do. And so you grow up just watching the game and loving the game, and, you know, that's really my focus. But, of course, to be able to just take care of your family and everything like that, it can make a lot of things easier, for sure.
See, I'm picturing you like Scrooge McDuck taking a treasure bath, just a bathtub full of $100 bills now.
Yeah, I'm not really a spender, you know, so I guess that might be what I have to do. That's a good idea, because I don't really know what I'm going to blow it on.
Well, seriously, is there a car that you've dreamed of? That this could be a moment to do that kind of thing?
You know, not necessarily. You're so caught up in the moment, and like I said, I'm so focused on baseball and playing the game that, you know, I know it's going to be there, so maybe years down the road, you know, I'm a saver, and maybe I'll get there one day. But for right now, honestly, you know, baseball is my focus, and so however long baseball is around, that's going to be my love and what I'm passionate about and what I'm doing.
You'll have your third pitching coach in 3 years, Tommy Hotovy, somebody that you know very well and have a great relationship with. Talk about that relationship moving forward and the perception of a new guy being there who's not necessarily a new guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Tommy's awesome. He's been around. He's been in the org, obviously, and been around the big league crew for 2 years now. And so we all know him. And he's an awesome guy. What he brings to the field every day, it's always positive, and you can feel that he's really just there for you. He's on your team. And I think he's that way with every single pitcher. He doesn't treat anybody differently. But he's a hard worker, man. He gets in there, he puts in the hours, and he's willing to look for anything to find answers, really. You know, if you're struggling or if things are going good, no matter what, he's on your team and he's just trying to make you better. He's really good with game planning stuff, pitch sequencing, but he's also good at breaking down video and looking at mechanical stuff. So I think it's going to be huge for us going forward this year. And just having someone that we know has been around and that we can trust and has been part of the team, you know.
You know, it's an interesting a bunch of moves that have been made to the coaching staff in terms of Anthony Iaposi coming back and Tommy Hotovy. And, you know, you just talked about the positivity and the trust. And it seemed to the way that Theo Epstein has talked about this, that mix of personalities is very important to Theo and to you guys. And it seems like some of these changes are perhaps going to set you guys up for a more comfortable year. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair to say. It's comfortability and having guys that we know, guys that have been around, we know what to expect. And they're all positive, hardworking guys that just want the best for the group. So, you know, it's always good to go out and get new people. You always have to be trying to get better. But sometimes the best answers can be sitting right in front of you, you know. And we have so many good people in this organization, so many bright minds that I think it's a good pool to pick from. And so bringing some guys back that we've had and giving opportunities to a guy like Tommy, I think that it's awesome to see for us going forward this year.
Kyle Hendricks, our guest on Inside the Clubhouse. Kyle, when you look at your offseason, you know, I watched you train a little bit in Chicago last year. You were a member of the East Bank Club, and I used to see you working hard all season long. I know you're out west working as well, but what are your goals in the offseason physically and mentally to get yourself trained for that next season and to be even better if you can be?
Yeah, you're always trying to improve, you know. So, I mean, at first you're trying to get your rest, but once the rest period's over, then you're focused on where your improvements can come from. And you're every year you're always learning more about yourself, more about your body, how your body feels and how it moves. And so when I first start getting back into working out, you're just trying to build strength and see where your body's at, see if you have any, not injuries, you know, but if anything is feeling a little deficient, things where you can build again. So after you start there and getting into the throwing program, that's where the real focus comes, on the field. So when you start throwing, for me, it's just trying to get the feel of all my pitches as soon as I can. Build arm strength, of course, just to be healthy and be able to carry those innings and go deep in games. But really, I'm such a feel guy. I just, you know, every day I come out playing catch, you're just trying to hone your pitches as good as you can. So obviously two-seam and changeup, those are my bread and butter. But I was able to use my curveball a lot more last year, and it became more of a weapon for me. So I think that's still the next step, is just making that a better pitch, learning how and when to use it to get more outs with it, or to set up my other pitches better. So you learn so much about yourself every single year that you really just try and incorporate those things as you move forward.
Is yoga still a part of your life and routine, Kyle, in terms of finding mental balance and flexibility and that kind of thing?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yoga, when I first started really diving into it a few years ago, I knew that was going to stick. You know, that's a part of my routine that'll never go away. It's just something, you know, it depends. The volume of how much I do may change, but it's always going to be a part of it. And just for, obviously, the flexibility factor and just being able to move, but what it does for me mentally, like you said, just working on the breathing and being able to coordinate movements with breath. I mean, that's what you're doing when you're pitching. You have to be able to be calm, be able to breathe slowly and produce, you know, this motion and deliver the ball to home plate. So it's a huge tool for me, for sure, that I'll definitely be using for my whole career.
Kyle, this weekend you'll be at the Cub convention along with a lot of your teammates, and for the first time, all of you will have to be asked in about your support and your perception of what's going on with Addison Russell and his rehabilitation to come back and be the person and player that he wants to be, representing you guys and the Cubs. How difficult is that question in general, and is there a collective way that you guys can go about this in a constructive way where it works for everybody when asked about it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're all on the same page with it. We're all on board. We love Addison. We love Melissa too. Everything that happened is unfortunate, you know, but we're just behind him. He's our teammate, and we're backing him. We just want him to be the best person he can be. And so whatever that process is going to take, we're focused on the field and what we have to take care of business-wise. But obviously, just who he is as a person and the developments he's going to make, we're just here for him. Anything he needs, anything really anyone needs in this situation, we're just trying to be as supportive as we can.
There's a big mental skills department and all sorts of other therapeutic tools that are available for you guys, right, Kyle? It seems like there's an investment that needs to take place for the club in Addison and for Addison in the club with those resources.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's where Theo steps in. He's always looking for something, anything that can help. And, you know, we've had a lot, there are a lot of meetings that we have in spring training, you know, that are new, that didn't happen years ago, like domestic violence meetings, things like this. We bring people into the complex to talk to the group, just education, you know, in general. So yeah, from Theo and the front office's side, they're doing everything they can. And I know Addison is on board, and he wants to just become the best person he can be. So for sure, it's just both sides balancing it out and seeing what the best outcome is going to be.
Speaking of the mental edge department, after Ken Revisa passed away last spring, there seemed to be a little lack of where to go. I know the other guys have done a great job in that department there, but Kenny was kind of the go-to guy for an awful lot of people. How do you think that impacted the team as far as the end of the year in particular, and how much are you looking for Bob Tewksbury running that department going forward?
Yeah, I think it was a definite impact. You know, it was such a sudden loss, unexpected. And, you know, Kenny, he was the matriarch of the whole thing, really. He ran the system. So while he brought in so many good people around him, it was really tough just to see, you know, that head figure not around anymore, day in and day out. So, yeah, luckily he passed so much down to his disciples that the people that we do have still around, they're now picking it up, his work, you know, in a way. But to bring in Bob Tewksbury, I actually got to meet him about a week or 10 days ago and, you know, got to go out to lunch and just sit down and talk. And he is an awesome guy. And you can just tell the mental approach he has is so in line with what Ken was doing with, you know, what everybody else that we have here already. So to just have someone kind of at the top that everybody can look to, you know where to go, you know, signified the same ideas, you know, being passed around between everyone. That's really what we needed, and so I think Tewks is going to be awesome for us. He's just, like I said, an awesome guy, nicest guy you could ever meet. So I'm really excited to get to work with him.
Kyle, how valuable is that 20 to 30-second manager, somebody that comes up with something succinct and positive for you to concentrate on that particular day, something that Kenny was so good at, something that the other people in this business of the mental edge department are very in tune with?
Yeah, it's huge. It's one of the biggest parts of what we do. You know, you have to simplify as much as possible. Things can get so complex. You know, you can be running around. Things can really speed up on you real quick, on the field, off the field, no matter what you have going on. So to have someone around that can always bring it back to, like you said, just one succinct phrase, sentence, something like that. Just being able to simplify was the biggest lesson I think I learned from him and most other guys. But yeah, so for Bob now to kind of take that over, I'm excited just to see what he has for us.
On your recommendation, I bought The Mental ABCs of Pitching by Harvey Dorfman a couple years ago. It's still sitting by the bed. I haven't really dug into it. But Tewksbury wrote a book, 90% Mental, that a lot of people have talked about. Have you read that? Are you familiar with his work?
So he gave it to me when we went to lunch, and I'm in the process. I'll be reading it, and I'll be giving the book report back.
Did you get a good price? Did he give you a good price?
Yeah. You know, he just passed it right over. He said, lunch is on you.
You know what's funny is that I've thought of and mentioned Bob Tewksbury on the air in regards to you, pitching-wise, because Tewksbury's a guy who threw like 85, maybe 86, and was successful for a long time.
Taking Kyle's number way down
Right, exactly.
Hey, that's okay. If I can pitch 85, 86 and get out, I'll take it.
Well, that's the thing.
We actually joked about that and talked about that over lunch, just the pitching styles and, yeah, how similar the two of us really were. And when we started breaking down just mentally kind of what you think on the mound, we have a lot of similarities. So that's where I'm most excited is, you know, just to bounce ideas off of him and what he used to do. And there's so much experience there that there's going to be a lot to learn for sure.
Before we let you go, the offseason, Descalso was added. He's a great pro, and I'm sure he's going to add a lot to the team. But when you look at the free agent rumors and the Harper stuff, Cubs in and out, having to be stealth because of contract salary constraints possibly. How do you look at the Cubs offseason so far, and how much interest do you pay to what's going on out there with the big boys?
Yeah, you know, you're always hearing it. There's no way to get around hearing the news and what's going on. But at the end of the day, we're not worried about anything with our club until something happens. So like you said, when we signed Descalso, that was exciting for us. He's really good friends with John Jay, who's just one of the best teammates I've ever gotten to play with. So I would assume I've heard the same things about Descalso. I'm really excited to get to meet him and play with him this year. But again, you can't really speculate too much. And once a deal is or a move is made or a deal is made, then we worry about it, you know, as a part of our group. But I think we have so many good players. I think all the answers are internal with us. You know, we dealt with a lot of injuries last year. We had, you know, some adversity we had to go through, and we still were right there. Obviously, we didn't make the run we wanted to, but we had the chance, and we were right there. We won 95 games. But our focus is always on the postseason and getting better. So I think this group that we have is really hungry, and no matter what additions or, you know, if we happen to not get anything, I think we'll be hungry and ready to go this year.
Well, there it is. Got a lot of antsy Cubs fans about the inactivity, but you just said you guys think you can get better and do it with what you have there in the clubhouse.
100%. We always believe in our guys. We're such a close-knit group, great friends, you know, and competitors. We just love to win. So I think there's a little bit of a bad taste, and guys have been really working hard this offseason. So I'm excited to, you know, see the guys at the Cub convention and have some fun there. But then I'm just really excited for camp to get going.
And the fans are looking forward to seeing you, too. I'll be there with my usual hand buzzer and squirting flour and all the fun things that happen
the whoopee cushion is
big too. Kyle, thanks for taking some time out for Matt and I today on Inside the Clubhouse. Look forward to seeing you next weekend at the Cub convention.
Of course, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll see you next weekend.
Take care. Kyle Hendricks, always straightforward, always interesting. Kind of like how he pitches is the way he comports himself, comes straight at you.
Love that he and Tewksbury talked about their styles. It's always been a comp I've thrown out there. Now here he is, their mental skills boss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.